All right, so wherever we are right now, we might be in a place where we can have a seat and, have a moment of quiet stillness, or maybe we're driving or just wherever we are, but listening to this program, we can try to just settle in as best we can to a sitting position and just start to bring ourselves inward into a reflective kind of mode. So, I spoke a little bit about transmutation, and just a very simple way of doing a transmutation practice is to focus on our breathing and to do some deep breathing. So, in a moment, we'll do some transmutation, but just start with being very present in the physical body. So, wherever you're sitting, just have a sense of just the weight and presence of the physical body. And you can feel just that pull of gravity grounding you onto where you're sitting on the chair. If your feet are on the floor, you can feel your feet. And just letting the body relax, letting the shoulders relax. So the body is relaxed. It helps us to become more mentally present. It frees up our energy for meditation practice and to not get caught in the repetitive thinking that's often tied into particular tensions in the body. So having a sense of relaxation, remembering our presence. Now, take a nice deep breath through the nose, holding it for just a moment, letting out all the breath. And at the end of that exhale, pausing for just a moment, and then taking another deep inhale. Breath go, exhaling, emptying the lungs completely, pausing for just a moment, and again, nice inhale, filling the lungs, hold it for just a second. And exhaling. Just let the body breathe naturally for a moment. So just take a little moment of inventory and see if there's any change, any tiny increase in a sense of relaxation or mental clarity, just with 3 deep breaths. So here we are. We're just relaxing, being present. Hopefully the eyes are closed if we're not having to drive or do something else. And now just imagine that the lower part of our body, our pelvic bowl, our lower abdomen, called the sexual center, Gnostic teachings. Imagine it's this beautiful, rich ocean. And it's the salt water, it's the plant life, the animal life, all these things. It's the natural ocean, our sexual waters. And we can feel this, we can imagine it. Imagine that when we inhale, just in a natural way without having to take a deep breath or anything in particular. Just in that natural inhale, the waters of our ocean are evaporating and they're traveling up the spine. And the spinal cord itself is actually in the very center of our body. We sometimes think of our spine being on the back with the bones that we can feel, but our spinal cord, the core of our spine, is that central pillar, the actual physical center of our very body. So this ocean is just naturally evaporating the pure water up the spine on the inhale. And on the exhale, we see it in the brain, in the entire cranium. And there it becomes a cloud, a pure white cloud, which also contains electricity and magnetism. And it reaches this peak in the cranium and it condenses into rain. And we can imagine our next, on the inhale, the rain is flowing down again, flowing down our bodies, down like the front of the spinal column. And it's becoming all the rivers and the waterways of our body that mimic exactly how the rivers and the waterways and the creeks of the natural world are. And this water is pure and crystalline because of these processes that it's gone through and the journey that it's made. And we see it pouring back into the ocean of our sexual waters at the root of our body, the base of our body. So this is just happening in a natural way with our natural breathing. But let's add some deep breaths with this visualization. So connecting again with that ocean that is our sexual waters. Take a nice deep breath through the nose. Imagine the water evaporating into mist and steam up the spinal column. Holding it for just a moment as these clouds full of electricity in the brain. And exhaling through the nose as it comes down as rain, as rivers, as creeks, and all these things pouring down the front of our spinal column, traveling back through our body into the ocean in our sexual waters. When we're ready, we can do it again, inhaling, letting the water evaporate naturally, holding for a moment in the brain. Exhaling as rain and allowing these pure waters to settle back in with a higher vibration, more crystalline, more pure. And one more time, inhale. That mist, that steam rising up. Those beautiful clouds condensing, coagulating, pouring down, raining down as we exhale. We can just relax, let the breath occur naturally. Can see how this purifies not only the water but also the salts, and also it purifies our whole body. You can feel it clarifying the mind and relaxing the body, relaxing the heart. So in this state, I would like to share a really beautiful poem that we received recently from the International Coordination of the Gnostic Society, and it's called The Regeneration of Salt. So we can just relax and listen to this poem as part of our meditation practice, and just let it just receive these beautiful words. The oceans are all salt water that are nourished from the sweet or potable water from the large and small rivers, and also the large and small lakes, which at the same time are nourished from the rivers. If the rivers and lakes did not empty their sweet waters into the oceans, they would become more and more salty, and all the life there would die, and they would all be oceans like the Dead Sea in Israel. Thanks to God, the sun evaporates all the waters of the ocean that it can, and as a result, the clouds are born with their electricity and magnetism, which, being attracted by the high mountains, are precipitated in the form of rain, snow, and dew. And this is how the great rivers are born, such as the Nile in Egypt, the Amazon and the Plata in South America, the Danube in Europe, the Mississippi in the United States, the Congo in Africa, the Ganges in India, the Panama in Central America, the Orinoco in Venezuela, the Ebro in Spain, etc. And all of these are the sources of life of the oceans, so they can incessantly renew their salt. And our humanity is something similar, a great ocean of desires and perversity. Meanwhile, the great initiates like Jesus and all the initiates who help him all together form mighty rivers of spiritual life that work incessantly so that at least a part of humanity is not lost. And that due to entropy, everything is just a dead sea. For that reason, when we transmute, when we die in our defects, and when we sacrifice ourselves for our fellow man, we cooperate with the great rivers of spirituality, so that the poor orphan, humanity, is not only desire, salt that is degenerated, perverted, but also regenerated salt that is palatable for the gods. And Jesus already says in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." So that's the poem. So before we finish the practice, we can just take a moment again to just recognize the naturalness of the transmutation. And it can be a soft practice without doing any particular breathing, or if we wanted to do deep breathing, we can also do it that way. And hopefully we can integrate this practice in some ways in our lives and find the benefits of it. So we can finish the practice when we're ready. Open the eyes, come back.